Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
It's Melissa, God Grace, Umuhle. It's 14 after 2 o'clock right here on Radio Pulpit. Prior to that, played you Nduduzo Matse with It's Not Over. Local music proudly brewed right here in Mzansi. So we get straight into our chat this afternoon. We are talking to Mapholo Ratau. She is here. We are talking about Lidigana cultural garments. Lidigana is a South African fashion and accessories brand based in Johannesburg. And she's going to tell us a little bit more about what they do. Good afternoon. Thank you so, so much, Mapholo, for joining us.
Thank you, Mpo. Thank you to the listeners.
You look gorgeous.
Thank you so much.
I like. You are wearing the brand,
yes,
right?
Yes, I am.
That's lovely.
This is what I do.
Because when you walked in, I mean, I could spot you from reception already.
Oh, okay.
And when you walked in, I thought, wow. Can I please see your Insta page? Because this is looking really nice.
Thank you so much.
And I think before we talk about your work, who is Mapholo Ratau?
Mapholo is a founder and the managing director of Lidigana. Mm-hmm. Lidigana, a fashion and accessories brand, now a lifestyle brand based in Johannesburg. I'm also a founder and the managing director of War Foods, but I'm going to talk more about Lidigana, my fashion brand.
Mm.
So, before my entrepreneur days, I was working for the financial industry. So I am a banker by profession.
Nice.
I have been in the banking industry for almost 20 years. And in 2014, I got retrenched. But I was doing Lidigana already.
Already.
Yay. Because I started it in 2011.
Nice.
So I used to say to my colleagues that, you know what, one day I'm going to open a shop in Sandton. And they would laugh at me. But, you know, what I like is they used to support me very much.
Nice.
With the hats that I was selling.
Mm.
So I started off selling hats because I am a hat matter. I like hats. So hats were my business. So the love of hats gave birth to Lidigana, by the way.
Wow.
And this is where I got the aspiration from my mother. My mother used to like hats. And her name is Woledi, and they used to call her Lidigana back at her village, Koramasemola.
Yeah.
And so when I saw Lidigana coming through, I was like, definitely, I have to name it after my mom because this is where I got the inspiration from. So, yeah. And so in 2014, that's when now I started Lidigana full-time. Yeah. I used to do markets. I used to sell in shopping centers.
Mm.
And the business just grew and grew until someone spotted me and said, you know what, I think you need to go to the airport. You need to do something at the airport.
Yeah.
And then I said, okay. What is that? Then it was another market. So I used to carry boxes, you know, be there at the airport around 5 o'clock because, you know, the airport opens at 6 o'clock every morning and they close at 10 o'clock. So 5 o'clock, I would set up my tables and sell my hats and bags. That time I was not doing even clothes.
So at the time it was just hats and bags.
Yes, but it was like beautiful hats and beautiful bags that I was doing. And all handmade, made in South Africa, made in Johannesburg. And that's where my breakthrough came from. And I opened my first shop on the 1st of December 2014.
Nice.
And I never looked back. And the shop was at the airport, by the way, because you know, customers just recommended that this lady needs to be here.
Wow.
I remember.
And you listened.
Yes,
that's
I
the
listened.
Beauty of it.
Yeah, yeah. And also, AXA people listened because at some point I had to close the market because I was given a contract for 3 months to say, you do the market for 3 months and then you go. So after that 3 months period, 3 month period, I was called back because customers was, they were like, where is that lady who used to be here? We want her. And then the opportunity came through and I was, you know, I managed to secure the shop at the airport. And that was the beginning of Lady Ghana. And afterwards, I looked for another shop because, you know, the airport is not, you know, user-friendly for everyone.
Mm.
I used for another location. I got a shop at Maboneng in Johannesburg, but the shop didn't do well. It was in town. So I said, okay, this is not me. I'm leaving. I packed and then I looked for another place. I found Melrose Arch. So in 2016, I opened my second shop at Melrose Arch. What pushed me to open the shop at Melrose Arch is because it is a destination place. You know, it's a lifestyle mall. It's next to the freeway. You know, access to tourists because they were having two hotels over there. So I said, this is the market that I'm looking for. So Lady Ghana, we are still there, despite all the challenges. God is great. We're still
Amen.
Operating.
Amen.
Our faith is carrying us through.
Yeah,
we are managing to just live day by day, you know, by the grace of God, you know. So we are still here. And today I'm here.
Yes.
By the grace of God.
Beautiful.
As well.
Sure. By nothing else but God's grace. I mean, I'm just going through your page as we are chatting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really stunning stuff. And I see, I mean, it's not just dresses or all these attires, but I'm seeing nice, breathable babina tights. And
mm-hmm.
I'm like, everyone is accommodated.
Definitely. Definitely. We are a lifestyle brand now. We're doing cosmetic bags. We're doing golf pouches. We're doing golf attire. And a lot of accessories, you know, ready-to-wear clothing. And it's just a lifestyle brand.
Mm.
You know, you get tights for wellness. You get your golf attire there, you know, African golf attire.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Something that we have never seen before.
Exactly. And so, that's what people complain about, right?
Yeah.
Because we only wear,
you know, those, you
our
know,
beautiful attire
mm-hmm.
at weddings, which is like once in 5 months,
mm-hmm.
if ever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, us is ready to wear, like what I'm wearing now, right now.
Mm.
You can wear it, you know, to work.
Anytime. To
anytime.
Work, to and an then event.
To an event. Can dress it up or down. So that's what Lady Ghana is all about.
Nice. Very, very nice. And let's talk about what got you into playing into golf. Not only that, but supporting Radio Pulpit's fundraiser Golf Day.
Mm-hmm. So this is actually, I have been so passionate about golf.
Hmm.
Remember, golf and fashion go together.
Yes.
And I like to look fab.
Yes.
You know?
Whilst doing it as well. Yeah.
Yeah. So I am an active person. I like running. I like, you know, all those things. But I started playing golf actually in 2013 while I was still working for my ex-employer. But because of, you know, time issues, knocking off late, whatever, I never just continued with it. I dropped it. But during lockdown, I signed off. I joined golf. My friend invited me. And then, it helped me.
Mm.
It helped me because golf is just something that it's wellness, basically. It helps
Absolutely.
You to, yeah, it's not just an expensive sport. People view it
That's the assumption.
Yeah, 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 that here you odlala golf on a lechele. No, it's not all about that. It's like going to the gym every day.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's a passion and purpose. So that is why I liked the theme to support Radio Pulpit.
Yes.
Because I'm passionate about golf, and again, it's serving my purpose, you know, to give back to, you know, the community.
Nice.
And also networking in my business.
Mm-hmm. So it really just made sense.
Yes, it does make sense.
And who would you like to challenge? You know, do we have businesses, individuals who are listening? Who else would you like to challenge to become a part and parcel of this?
I would like to challenge women-owned businesses out there with products and services to come and join to support Radio Pulpit for mm-hmm. their golf event. And also, you know, I know... Am I allowed to mention brands? No.
Okay.
I don't know. But yes, I want to challenge women-owned businesses.
Yeah, yeah.
To come and support and join this project, because it is a very nice initiative
yes,
for them to network, to grow their businesses, to showcase their products. And because golf is viewed as a male-dominated sport, so ladies are most welcome. You know, they shouldn't think that it's a male-dominated sport. They must actually just join golf and play. And you know, it's a, like I said, it's a wellness thing.
Sure.
It's not only a play, you know, it's very therapeutic.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's therapeutic as well.
It is.
All right, we'll go this way and we'll take a little bit of a breather, make our way back and wrap things up with you. You'll give us your contact details, of course, and how people can get in touch with you. They are also on Instagram. I'm on their page as we speak. Ledikana, Ledikana. Mm-hmm. Check out their work on Instagram. Phenomenal stuff.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply. Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
657 AM.
Radio Pulpit Golf Day 2022. Really hope you are joining us. Mapulurata will be there, of course, displaying Ledikana products. They're looking amazing. I'm sure we'll also get an opportunity to see them on the day. The bags look stunning. The shoes, it's the bags and the hats and the clothing and all sorts of stuff. I hope you are already on their page just to have an idea of what we're talking about. Thank you so much, Mapulo. Really appreciate your time this afternoon, and thank you for partnering with Radio Pulpit and becoming a part and parcel of Golf Day. Thank you so much for partnering up with us. I can't wait.
Thank you, Mpo. Thank you for having me.
Lovely. Thank you for joining us. How do we get a hold of you? I've already mentioned Instagram, but you're more than welcome to. But any other platform, you said your stuff was also available online.
Okay, yes. We are on Instagram. Our handle is at Ledikana, LEDIKANA. You can follow us there. We are also on Facebook as Ledikana with polka dot logo. So we are also on Twitter at Ledikana. We are online as www.ledikana.com. You can order our stuff there. And we are also based at Melrose Arch. Our number is 011-684-1049. And you can find us on WhatsApp as well as 066-178-1030. So you are most welcome to send us a WhatsApp, go through our page and order and visit us. And we are also at OR Tambo International Airport next to Woolworths domestic departures, Terminal B. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Bless you, bless you.
Thank you.
Much appreciated, mommy.
Thank you, Paul.
Siyabulela kakhulu. So do visit the page and check out what they have to offer. Cannot wait.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.